Welcome to Healthy Family Connections, the podcast for families wanting out-of-the-box solutions to parenting and relationship challenges, with your host, psychotherapist and author of Ending the Parenting Control Battle, Neil D. Brown.
Often, highly gifted youth aren't fully challenged in school, and that can lead to problems. Well, we'll talk about this and more on this week's podcast, Why Doesn't My Brilliant Son Care? It's sponsored by Neil D. Brown, LCSW, and I'm your host, Neil D. Brown, and I'm here to help you get that enjoyable family that you work for every day. And if you have a question you'd like me to address on this podcast, don't be shy. We'll all benefit from your questions, so come on over to my website, neildbrown.com, and enter it there today. And while you're there, download a free copy of my Parental Burnout Recovery Guide. And please remember, this is an educational podcast. It is not a substitute for therapy when you need it. Well, today we're hearing from Anne from New Haven, Connecticut. And Anne writes, "Hi, Neil. My dilemma is my teen is an excuse maker. What gets me, though, is he will give the same answer and same excuse for the same thing over and over again. The excuse is, I don't know why I did it. The problem in my son's case is when he tells me for the 1,000,000th time he says it with no emotion and with the conviction of someone that actually believes it's a valid answer. And it's been going on for 2 or 3 years for the same issue? Come on! Let me try and explain. A letter came in from one of the Ivy League schools encouraging him to apply based on his achievement. He read the letter as if he had received a letter from Walmart. No excitement, no smile, no nothing. Yes, my son is an academic achiever. He happens to be one of those who can just throw the grades up. So, what's my issue? My issue is he is one of those people who has all the talent in the world, but plans to use it for nothing. I guess I'm just wondering if perhaps he's on the Asperger's scale. What worries me, though, is he is academically talented. He has developed this awful, unnerving habit of making excuses over and over again for the same thing after a plan has been set that everyone has sat down and agreed to. I highly doubt this will translate well outside of his parents' house. Sure, when it comes to the books he is prepared, when it comes to dealing with people and his interpersonal commitments, he is not." That's all in caps. When confronted, he states, "It's a simple mistake," knowing full well that he blew off his end of the deal. In the professional and personal relationships, if you keep dropping the ball on the same task and calling it a simple mistake, and further making that statement with a lack of emotion when you can clearly see that the other person is fed up, well, you know where that will lead. Tell me, is this guy Asperger? Oppositional defiant disorder? Try to get an emotion out of him. I dare you. What's going on here? Sincerely had it! Exclamation, 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 exclamation. So, Anne, I can see you are profoundly frustrated. So, let's get started. First of all, you are concerned that your son may have Asperger's syndrome, which we now refer to as high-functioning autism spectrum disorder. And if that's the case, that you have that concern, then you should have him tested by a psychologist to see. If that were the case, it would have been present throughout his life and been evident in his peer relationships in elementary school. Most kids get screened if there are issues showing up in those years. Secondly, your frustration with his unwillingness to keep agreements and his chronic answer of, "I don't know why," as an answer to why he did or didn't do something, is important. Your son is clearly quite gifted, gets good grades, he must have gotten good SAT scores, and is invited to apply to Ivy League schools, and you say he can easily throw the grades up. Well, just to be clear, Some extremely gifted kids can do well on tests without doing the homework or studying. But to get good grades, they do have to do the work. So your question about oppositional defiant disorder doesn't quite fit. So Anne, what we really need to talk about here is your son's oppositional defiance of you. You and he are in a control battle, and you are beyond frustrated to the point where you say you've had it. You get angry, and he gets passive and unemotional and walks away, and this has apparently been going on for years. So it really is one hell of a control battle. And why have you been accepting his non-answer for not keeping agreements? Why have you been doing that for years? If our teenager doesn't keep an important commitment and has no answer, we simply invite them to think about it and come up with some ideas. Then when they do, we have a full discussion with them about the responsibilities they aren't managing, the importance of keeping agreements and withholding privileges until they are taking responsibility and are committed to and demonstrating the change. So I'm guessing your son has a smartphone you're paying for and a ton of other privileges while he doesn't live up to his agreements. All right? So there's another issue here, Anne, and that is the problem for many parents of gifted kids. Often these kids aren't sufficiently challenged in school, so they never learn to apply themselves and do their very best. One of the things we want all kids to learn is to embrace challenges and learn that by applying themselves, they can get better, get smarter, and get more skilled. And this applies to academics, it applies to sports, to art, music, social skills, emotional skills, anything you can think of, and this is key to personal and professional success. The research in this field, by the way, was championed by Carol Dweck of Stanford University, and you can read about it in her best-selling book, Mindset. Your son sounds like he takes academic success for granted, and I'm not sure if he has other interests or not that he applies himself to, but this is an area that can, in fact, hurt him. You didn't mention his age, but since we're talking college and this is May, I'm guessing he's a junior, and you have a year to improve things with him. And first and foremost, you've got to change your attitude towards your son. You're frustrated and angry, and he feels that, resists that, and he manipulates you. You need to be in the adult in this relationship and see your son in a much more positive light. In last week's podcast, I gave an example of the talk, which you can use to completely turn your relationship with your son around. Essentially, you're angry and see him in a very negative light, and as near as I can tell, are taking no action. Reverse that. Take a positive view and have a positive, supportive tone and take action. This has been going on for years, and changing relationship patterns is difficult, but it can be done. For starters, Anne, get your stress and frustration levels down and think positive thoughts about your son. Stop taking his behavior towards you personally and focus on some of the more rewarding elements in your life. Don't make his negative behaviors the most important thing going on in your life. Second, identify the behaviors that are most important for him to address. What are the behaviors you really want him to manage differently? Now, when he doesn't make the required change, ask your usual question, but ask it differently this time. Ask it like a question that you really have curiosity about. Don't ask a question that's really a statement. For instance, a question that's a statement is, "Why didn't you keep your agreement?" Which is really saying, "I'm pissed off that you didn't keep your agreement." Making it truly a question would be, "I'm curious, why did you decide not to keep our agreement?" When he says, "I don't know, it was just a mistake," you'll say, "Yes, it was a mistake and one that you make too often." Now, to change something, we need to understand it, and you are an absolutely brilliant young man, so I'd like you to please take your time, think about what got in your way for keeping the agreement, and what you can do to see that it doesn't happen again, and then come to me and talk about it. Until then, we'll be suspending your privileges. And Anne, I'm not sure what privileges are in your family, but computer use, smartphone, car use, money, those are common ones. Make sense? And the number one thing you need to address here is your attitude and your tone. With a positive attitude and a safe and supportive tone, you'll be able to help your son grow and improve before he goes off to college. If you feel you need to understand his issues at a deeper level, is there something going on here that isn't just about his resistance of you and that you want to know more about his temperament and some issues? Sure, get some psychological testing. It'll cost a few thousand, but then, you know, you're going to send him off to an expensive school, and it might be good to know what his issues are and what you need to work on and he needs to work on before he goes, and how to address those issues more strategically as a parent trying to help her son, not as someone who's completely exasperated and not knowing what to do. So with a healthier relationship with your son, you're going to enjoy parenting a heck of a lot more. Your son's going to grow and improve a lot more. And you've got a year before he goes off to college for getting that done. So listeners, Anne is offering us an opportunity to be aware that most things we do with our children and teenagers in frustration or anger will be unproductive or counterproductive. Parenting isn't for sissies, and we need to learn to not take things personally and keep our stress levels under control so that we can stay positive and help our kids learn and grow from their mistakes. So let's ask ourselves, is the tone and attitude I'm using as a parent, or for that matter as a spouse, positive and safe? I'll bet if we're honest with ourselves, we can all benefit from improvement in this area. Thanks for tuning in this week, listeners, and thanks to Anne from New Haven, Connecticut, for her question. And have you read my book, Ending the Parent-Teen Control Battle? Well, whether you have or not, you can go to the publisher, New Harbinger Publications, enter the title, Ending the Parent-Teen Control Battle, click on Free Accessories, and download the chapter for teens only. It also comes with a free control battle assessment. Control battles are a family affair, so we might as well include your youth in resolving it. And it's free. And that's my favorite price. How about you? And remember, take care of yourselves. You need it. You deserve it. You're worth it. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Healthy Family Connections with Neil D. Brown. If you have a question you'd like answered, head over to neilbrown.com/submit and enter your